It turns out that the Scotland Yard investigation of the Litvinenko poisoning, the long arm of the law, has actually reached into the NPR news staff. And joining me right now is our colleague, Scott Simon. And Scott, you have to explain, you happened to be in London.
We were in London, my wife and child and I, for a party. And two nights in a row before we went out and the babysitter came, we decided to get our little girl something to eat. And both nights we went to this this sushi parlor
the notorious sushi bar. Yeah.
Within 100 feet of us there in Piccadilly, we went there twice to get miso soup and sushi.
And this is a measure of the investigation right now. You were contacted.
Yes, they were able to find us. I think by a combination of hotel records and, for that matter, credit card slips. And I must say, I've been very impressed by the degree of contact we've had and information from Scotland Yard, who was quite keen, as they say, that we take the medical tests that are necessary. Which, by the way, we seem to be fine. Although there's always some concern, particularly with a 3.5-year-old, mm-hmm. and to make certain that those results are available to them too.
And this is a double-purposed interview. They want to alert you to get tested.
And also, I think they view anybody who was in that restaurant as a potential source of information if they saw anything.
What did they want to know?
They wanted to know approximately what time we were in the restaurant, what we remembered of the restaurant, did we notice anybody, any distinguishing features, anything we noticed at all.
Pictures of
they emailed pictures. I'm not sure I should detail the number. A relatively small number of pictures, and I didn't recognize anyone. Mm-hmm. My wife's memory is much clearer than mine, and I perhaps shouldn't try and recreate what she. I shouldn't pass along what she remembered.
But the fact that that you were tracked down and you got somebody mm-hmm. paid you a house call here in Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. Is one measure of the
thorough the investigation is, and I must say it's impressed us both with how thorough the investigation is and how seriously they seem to be taking it, and how serious they understand the concern is. Because even though they keep underscoring, if you haven't evinced any symptoms, you're almost certainly fine. They understand any time you use the word radiation, anytime somebody thinks that they have been exposed, they're creating a personal crisis, and I suspect at this point thousands of families, and they do seem to be very understanding of that.
And symptoms would be different from simply exhibiting an elevated level of radiation, something slightly abnormal.
Yes, symptoms would be, well, hair loss and nausea and other things I probably don't need to go into.
Absolutely none of which.
We've had none of which. And you know, when our little girl is 3.5, and it's not uncommon for her to be nauseous, but she's been fine.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for talking with us about it. And next time you go out to dinner in London.
I think we're going to do Indian takeout, actually.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much for talking with us.